Court heard that 3 years ago, on the 26th of June 2018, three young men, 18-year-old Thomas Peter, 19-year-old Bolis Luca, and 20-year-old Sebit Bol, sexually assaulted 42-year-old Elizabeth Modi and 45-year-old Kolawani, and then killed them at Lemongaba village outside Juba. When the accused appeared before the court, the three confessed to raping and killing the women. Presiding Judge Malek Chol Malek told court he found the accused guilty under Sections 206, 305, 247, 248 of South Sudan's Penal Code 2008.
The probable and not only likely consequence of the act of any bodily injury which the act was intended to cause commits the offense of murder, and upon conviction shall be sentenced to death or imprisonment for life, and may also be liable to a fine, provided that if the nearest relatives of the deceased opt for customary blood compensation, the court may award it in lieu of death sentence, with imprisonment for a term not exceeding 10 years.
Prosecution lawyer Gary Raimondo says even after initially confessing to the crime, the accused later retracted their confessions. But he says all the circumstantial evidence against the accused was corroborated with material evidence and led to the conviction of the three. Raimondo says even though presiding Judge Malek convicted the accused of rape and murder, the prosecution has appealed for another week for the family of the victims to decide whether to forgive the convicts, claim for blood compensation, or demand for the death penalty to be carried out.
We, the advocates for the deceased, two deceased, we have prayed from the court to adjourn the case in order to give us a time to consult the relative of the two deceased in order whether to forgive or to claim for blood compensation or death penalty. The judge accepted. The case now is adjourned to the 6th of next month, October, in order to lay out what the relative of the deceased are going to say.
Joseph Lege is a brother to Elizabeth Modi, one of the deceased.
The family now, they are going to sit and come out with the final decision. And then the court will now come out with the final charges. These two women are killed here in the, they are in the grave. They are killing, these women are killed in grave. This is accusation. Now we are as a family, the courts now done this part. And then I want to persuade the government.
Caesar Pitia Wani is the husband of one of the deceased women. He is also a younger brother to the second deceased woman. He says he still mourns the death of his relatives.
The people who were killed are my wife and my sister. I got the information when I was at work. I'm a soldier. Their death pains me a lot to the extent that I feel like carrying out revenging by killing the accused persons.
The court will pass a final sentence on Wednesday next week. For VOA News, I am Ding Magot in Juba.